This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Opportunity we have once again at our disposal is time and information, energy. Let's put our friendship to work here and come up with a lot of things that will help you make your July 5th a better day, good place for you to be, etc. 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, with a review of July the 4th. Yesterday, Kara and I were here live. A lot of good conversation about things that were important, pertinent to the celebration of our country. It is not really the birth of our country. That's not the right date, but it was convenient to put everything together collectively and have a success story for July 4th. Hopefully yours was successful. Mine was on the farm, and mine was in acknowledging, thinking, being on the air with you for a number of hours. That gave me cause to think about what we really have here. What do we have? 888-302-3684. The continuing conversation live at Twitter, at Good Day Show. Then there's the other social media. Yesterday was a day for aliveness, even though if you look around, you can see lots of focus on the negative, not in our country necessarily, but in other places around the world. So what do we do about that? We take on too much responsibility. We actually, in my opinion, know too much about things. And yet then there are those, just for the benefit of those who weren't here yesterday, Kara, would you find that cut that had the people who were, it was sort of like one of those jaywalking segments where all the late night hosts go out in the street and they ask people questions and they always sound silly. Howard Stern sort of made a mockery out of it as well. A lot of people have done it. You go out and you ask people a simple question, and they come back with a question that shows they don't know what they're talking about. Well, the same was said for the musical realities of yesterday when Kara and I were presenting a number of different songs, some of the newer songs, some of the older songs that are considered patriotic. So people were asked about some of the lyrics from some of the more traditional American 4th of July celebratory songs.
How about this part? Yankee Doodle went to town.
Oh, yeah, riding on a donkey. Wait,
you're a grand old flag, you're a high flag and flag, something, something.
I'll start a little bit with you. My country, Tennessee, sweet land of liberty, of the ising.
Long may our father's pride. Okay, so you got it. How did you do singing? Did you revel yesterday in the value of your country? There were people who were aghast as I was looking at some of the comments on Twitter that I should be so audacious as to give the report that only 52% of you, of us, felt like we were extraordinarily proud of our country. I think it's the greatest place to live in the world. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. But are we happy? You see, the questions often, as they are with surveys, no matter who takes them or who gives them, there's always a skew, there's always a pejorative, there's always a side they want you to come out with. So they'll ask you a question. Are you extremely excited about being an American? Well, a lot of people aren't. But it's not about being an American. You don't go far enough with the question. It's always about government. It's not about the country itself. The history of the country, the feelings that you have when you get in your car or you get on a plane or you get in a train or you go somewhere and you view and understand and appreciate what a wildly diverse country this is. And how beautiful it is. You go to places, for example, in the Middle East. I find little beauty there. I love going to Israel because it's really a very exciting and interesting historical place. Is there beauty there? Yeah. But is it the kind of beauty we have here? No. Through the Middle East, I don't find beauty. I find desert, sand, rocks. All right, so there are some things that have been created there. But you go to Asia, I don't find, there is some fabulous, depending on where you go, in certain areas of Asia, beauty. Hawaii, beautiful? Yes. In a singular way. I've not been to South America. I've been up to the North Pole. I have been in Europe, and I find Europe quite beautiful in many ways. But the beauty that we have here is so resilient and so dazzling. I guess that's the word from the fireworks that you saw yesterday, last night, with the celebratory things going on at the Washington Monument, hot dogs in New York, and the Frankfurt eating contest, the hot dog eating contest. I think there were a lot of people yesterday who felt they didn't want to be shy about what they felt. And that's good. Social media gives us that opportunity. I was the only live show on the air anywhere yesterday, so people had the chance to express themselves who listened to this program. There were a lot of longstanding traditions yesterday. And then there was a little bit of rain here and there that sort of shortened things a bit. Million spectators in New York for the Macy's 4th of July fireworks display. The Boston Esplanade had a big display. And then there was what was going on in Washington. Interesting that the highlights on television, maybe it's because of the time, are all East Coast cities, Washington, New York, Boston. So, Kara, did you see anything? You're in suburban Washington. I would bet that by the time that thing was on yesterday, there were not a lot of easy ways of getting around the city.
Well, yeah, last year I went into D.C. to the mall to see the fireworks, and that's the only time I plan on doing that because there are so many people.
Yeah.
So we were going to go to local fireworks, but a lot of things got canceled or rescheduled until today because
of the
rain. It was raining and disgusting all day yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was heavy. The air was really heavy, too, I think, there. So anyway, America is quite the place, and there were a lot of inspirational things to focus on. That's why the 4th is good. There were 5,000 officers overseeing the Macy's 4th of July fireworks display. There were people worried about whether it could have terrorism. Well, I don't know. I didn't give it a thought, actually. Did you? Did anybody give the worry about terrorism? Nothing, other than those people who flew and got diddled around with the TSA requirements and all that stuff. But there is, as we linger through the day after the 4th of July, much to think about, much to pray about, if you are of such a mind. I don't know that I like the word pray, but I like the word focus. Focus on that which you have to be thankful for, and we have a heck of a lot to be thankful for in America. 14 past the hour.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little?
A hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little?
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Never know how!
Napa has the family of Castro Motor Oils on sale starting at $3.39 a quart for conventional. So if you drive a family hauler, a cruiser, a grocery getter, a midlife crisis mobile, a clunker, a sweet van, or anything else you don't have to plug in at night, Napa has a Castro oil on sale for you starting at $3.39 a quart. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, so here we are at 17 at the hour. The situation in New York, that people want to work themselves up, and I guess this is one of those things about the state of the world. I think what I want to do is bring you to Central Park, as long as we were talking about New York, where authorities are investigating what exactly a man stepped on at Central Park that mangled up his foot.
Police told BuzzFeed News a small blast in Central Park in New York City severed a man's foot on Sunday. The 19-year-old tourist had a horrendous welcome to the Big Apple when he stepped on what witnesses described as discarded fireworks near 61st Street and 5th Avenue. Two of the young man's friends told police they saw him step on a rock, triggering an explosion. The friends told witnesses and police that they were not carrying any fireworks or explosives. New York Daily News reported, but that it appeared the man had stepped on one discarded by someone else. A witness told the Daily News he attempted to keep the injured man conscious, adding that his friends appeared to be panicked and in shock.
Something out of a bad movie, right? Under the circumstances. Okay, well, that's New York. Let's get to our 2020 news quiz question. All of you ready for that? We have at stake a copy of the book order. This, by the way, if you'd like to, at smbworks.com. But if you'd like to get a copy of it, life is good when you do the work. See if you can come up with an answer to this question. Actually, the name Joey Jaws Chestnut was in the news yesterday. Hotly anticipated that he would do something that he'd done before. What did he do? He won an event yesterday. 888-302-3684. Who's Joey Jaws Chestnut? And what did he win yesterday that is specifically a July 4th sort of thing? You know, the answer is, again, life is good. We do the work. This is good for him, I guess. Oof, it wouldn't be good for me, and it probably wouldn't be good for you. But I know it wouldn't be good for me. And I doubt it would be good for you. And I'm not so sure it was very good for him. Except he's done it before, and so he's become once again a focus of this national event. Once a year, then it's over. Who's Joey Jaws Chestnut, and what did he win yesterday? It's so American and so 4th of July. 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. For a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work by Maria Trilogy. We want to know who Joey Jaws Chestnut is. And what did he do yesterday? I think many of you will probably have crossed over the line somewhat, but not as badly as he did. 21 after the hour here.
Whoa. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Now to do a little exploring with a lady who's quite an accomplished athlete. Masha Gordon, 42 years old. You don't mind, Masha, that I say you're 42, right?
That's right, yes. It's all right. Hi, 40. Doug.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Very good.
I'm fascinated by your career, but more what you're trying to do with this Explorer's Grand Slam. You are on track, as I understand it, to be the fastest woman ever to complete the Explorer's Grand Slam. So let's talk about the seven summits that you have to conquer. What's the Explorer's Grand Slam all about?
Sure, Doug. Well, I actually have become the fastest woman to do Explorer's Grand Slam. I finished with the summit of Denali a couple of weeks ago. You have to climb the highest mountain on every continent, and you have to trek about 60 nautical miles to each of the poles, the North and the South Poles. I've done it under 8 months, and the previous record was 11 months.
Were you an athlete always in your life? Have you always been a strong woman?
Not at all. I failed PE at school. I was never, ever athletic. I've never seen myself as that. And in my early 30s, I went on a scramble on a hike that a friend suggested, and I fell in love with this feeling of overcoming yourself, of getting on the summit, and getting those happy hormones that you get from runner's high, in my case, walker's high.
Walker's high. An interesting concept that is. So tell us what, just give us a few seconds on what it felt like. What was the most of all the seven mountains that you climbed? Which one was the most exciting when you got to the top?
Well, look, obviously Everest stands out as something that is extraordinary, very, very storied. You feel you belong to history. I was probably only the 400th woman to get to the top of Everest. So that was amazing, and it was an extraordinary journey that required endurance. But to be honest, Denali, my last peak, I was climbing it for the second time. I did a technical route, and it was an amazing, fabulous, beautiful, beautiful place.
So how did you, couldn't obviously bring your children. You have two children. You couldn't bring them with you. How did you sort of recount for them when you got back what the experience was like?
Well, I actually took them with me, if you wish. Yeah, they're 6 and 8, and clearly they couldn't come on the summit. They don't have yet the endurance of doing that. But I got them to write messages on all my equipment with Sharpie Extreme markers that don't fade and these extreme conditions that I was in. And, you know, when I was climbing those pitches on Denali, having the words from my daughter protrude through the snow in my icicles, "Mommy, you can do it, you're strong," really, really motivated me. So, and then obviously I was communicating back with the world through Instagram, and my kids could see their objects in the Instagram messages, and that made them feel they were a part of the journey as well.
How have you been able to deal with your business life, with your career? Because obviously the training takes a lot of time, and then the actual events take a lot of time. So how has that worked into your life?
Sure. So a couple of years ago, I switched to a portfolio career. I sit on boards of companies and nonprofits. So that gave me more time to do adventuring and to do more training. So this challenge took me out for a couple of months this spring, so clearly I couldn't be as present. But other than that, I was able to fit it in because of my choice of doing the portfolio job rather than the full-time job.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's quite an accomplishment. You should be proud of yourself. This is a very, very interesting overview. If you want to see more about what Masha has done, follow her exploring, if you will. Go to facebook.com/ Sharpie to see the story of her doing the Grand Slam. And hopefully now you've done this. What do you do now for excitement?
Well, I'm going to take my kids on an adventure holiday this summer in Costa Rica, and then I will attempt a first ascent in Nepal. So that's the ultimate prize.
Good luck to you. Nice to meet you. Thank you. Masha Gordon, who has done extraordinary things that she didn't expect she would accomplish.
Ethanol advocates played the celebrity card at a recent hearing regarding biofuels. Stay tuned for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
When the EPA heard testimony last month on its proposed biofuels volumes for next year, the pro-ethanol speakers included Arlington, Iowa farmer Chris Soles.
It's important for consumers to understand the benefits of renewable fuels, in that they are cleaner burning and they're renewable, and that we're not having to go to Middle Eastern countries for our fuel sources.
Soles gained fame for his appearances in reality TV shows like The Bachelor and Dancing with the Stars.
All of the Midwest has seen benefits from it, and it's provided jobs in smaller communities that struggle. And you know, I see it around me every day. Small communities become smaller, and renewable fuels have provided a source of income for people who live in those communities.
More tomorrow for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine. I'm Darrell Anderson.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh-pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Day after the 4th, we're making the 5th of July, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. Our 2020 news quiz question focusing on something that happened yesterday. The winner of an event was Joey Jaws Chestnut. Let's see if we can find out who it is that knows who he is. John in Van Buren, Arkansas. John, happy 4th of July, a little post-dated, but it still has application. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for asking. What's up with you today back in the work zone? What are you doing right now?
I'm actually driving to work.
Oh, yeah. What do you do for work?
I work for Walmart as a programmer.
All right, so that would make it, Van Buren is not far from Bentonville?
it's about an hour and 15-minute drive.
Every day, but at this time, it can't be a big deal, right? It was about 70 miles if you're driving that far.
About 72 miles, but the roads are clear as a bell this time of day.
Yeah, I would think it would be a good drive. How much construction on the roadways are there that you have to encounter each day?
There's quite a bit right now. They're doing some updates and changes and building some bridges.
Mm-hmm. How long you work for Walmart?
A year last month.
Why did you go to work there versus what you were doing before?
It seemed like a great opportunity with a lot of possibilities. So if I got tired of one thing, I could always switch over and try something new.
What do you do?
I'm a programmer analyst. I write and analyze software code for all the real estate that Walmart purchases.
Really? Do you ever, have you been listening to me for a long time? Do you hear me sometimes with my thoughts about Walmart? Do you take exception to them?
I don't. Everybody has opinions, and heck, even I had some opinions before coming up here, but I've learned that it's a great company to work for, you know, in my honest opinion.
Good. I want your honest opinion. We're all not always right about things, you know. We have our experiences based on what we know, what we think, what we've heard, what we've read, and then there are those who work in circumstances, and some people have good thoughts about Walmart, some people don't. It sounds to me like you're a pretty well put together individual, and you're a credit to them, so hopefully that will continue and you'll stay there as long as you can and enjoy going to work. The greatest thing in the world is to have that feeling that you seem to have. Get up in the morning, get in your car and drive to work and be excited about it, have fun. So what do you do normally that hour and 10 or 15 minutes? Do you listen to the radio? Are you thinking? What goes on in your head during that ride?
So besides listening to you, I try to listen to you every morning. Sometimes the radio station we have doesn't pick it up or doesn't carry for some odd reason. Lots of audiobooks, very little music just because it's kind of my early morning drive is to kind of get focused on what the day has ahead of me. So lots of audiobooks, political news, things like that. Mm-hmm. I try to stay adverse to what's going on in the world.
That's a good thing. So have you always been active in terms of how you see your role in helping America stay the way it is or making it better?
Yes. You know, it's one of those weird things is because each person is small in and of themselves, but together we can help form opinions and staying informed is one of the biggest things I think America needs to do, but be versed as far as, you know, what we hear or listen to so we can form our own opinions and you know, try to just do the right thing based on what we do know, like you said.
What did you do yesterday to celebrate July 4th?
Family, friends, and food.
Family, friends, and food. What an alliteration. You're a winner before you even answer the question. Speaking of food, who's Joey Jaws Chestnut?
Well, I would have to say, given the holiday and his nickname, that he is a winner of a hot dog eating contest.
He was the defending champion at the 100th Nathan's July 4th hot dog eating contest. He lost it last year to a fellow named Matt Stoney, but he won it back this year by setting a new record of eating 70, making me want to puke. Oh, God, 70 hot dogs. Isn't that awful? 10 minutes.
Crazy.
He did it in 10 minutes.
Wow, yeah, I could never even accomplish that feat.
Imagine how bad that is for you, too. Mr. Stoney won last year with 62, but he only ate 53 yesterday. Over on the women's side, defending champion Mickey Sudo took the title. She beat three-time winner Sonia Thomas by eating 38 hot dogs and buns. This, as I said, was the 100th anniversary of the hot dog eating contest. You got to be crazy.
Wow, that's a lot of hot dogs.
Nuts. Yeah, it sure is. All right, well, enjoy your ride. Enjoy the work. What kind of a day do you put in normally? Do you have a regular day, or is it when you get there, I'm guessing you get there at 6, you get started.
Yep.
Is it an 8-hour day, a 10-hour day, a 12-hour day? How do you know what you're in for?
It's usually about a 10-hour day. I have been blessed with some amazing managers, and they're not so much time watchers as they are as, you know, project deliverers. So once, if we get there and we can actually put together projects in the amount of time, it takes less than 10 hours a day, they usually are pretty cool with, you know, leaving a little bit early or, you know, to them, our family comes first. And so if we have needs or anything like that, they direct us to taking care of our family first before our job.
Nothing wrong with that. Good. Sounds like you're in a good place. John, hold on just a second. Carrie's going to get some information. I think you'll like this book. Listening to you for a few minutes, I think you'll find this inspiring. It's called Life is Good When You Do the Work. Maria Trilogy is inspired and inspiring. And I think that you'll she doesn't have an audio with this. So you'll have to do like I used to do when I was doing mornings back in the 80s in Providence. And I would drive down there every morning at 3 o'clock. I would bring a book because it was so boring. It was about an hour and 10 minutes, about the same drive that you had. And so I would read a book while I was driving. Better to listen to one than to read one. But there's always a way of, you know, one eye on the road. I probably shouldn't advocate that on the radio.
Right. It's probably a little safer to listen to it. You're right.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, John, nice to have made your acquaintance. Happy belated 4th of July. Hold on for a second, Carol. We'll talk to you 42 minutes after the hour. In a moment, the latest on the Brexit movement here.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Pioneer Growing Point agronomy trials and information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is DuPont Pioneer Agronomy Sciences Senior Manager Paul Carter to discuss Pioneer planting rate estimators.
Well, growers are interested in increasing yields, and one of the main features that they look at is hybrids and improved hybrids over time, and we've had genetic gain of about 2 bushels per acre per year. And that right after they work with their seed rep to decide which hybrid to plant, where to plant it, the next question they work with together is what should be the seeding rate or the planting rate be. The planting rate estimator can be accessed and used two ways. It's available on pioneer.com. It's also available as an app. The real feature there is that for a range of yield levels, you can enter your yield level that's desired, enter the grain price that you expect and the seed price, and then it'll give you the optimum seeding rate by hybrid for that combination. And one of the new features that we have developed is much more resolution, we call it, much more specificity in the plant populations than we had in the past. You can dial in 10 bushel per acre increments. For example, if you have one field that you expect 160 bushels per acre, then enter in 160 bushels per acre into the estimator. If you have another part of that same field that you expect a little closer to 190 or 200, then you can enter that in, and you'll get a separate seeding rate for both of those ranges. If you're going way out there and you're looking at different combinations of seeding rates and hybrids within a field, then you could actually look at any combination of three hybrids and three seeding rates as well with this tool.
Are there any additional features that Pioneer is debuting this year?
Another feature that we had this year for the first time was a version for what we call water-limited sites. And those are sites, they're primarily in the western U.S., but there might be some others as well that, due to water limitations, are 150 bushels per acre and lower. The planting rate estimator information will also be used to drive Encirca Stand. That's the variable rate seeding feature that's part of our Encirca services tool. For those that are using variable rate seeding in your planter, this is the data, the information that'll drive your prescription. So your Pioneer representative has the capability to write that prescription for you and then move it to your planter. Go to pioneer.com or download the app and take a look at this on your own. That's the first step I would suggest. Work with your Pioneer representative to fine-tune the information that you gather from this tool.
Thanks, Paul. Check back next month as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
All right, it's a focus on today being Tuesday, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 15 minutes before the hour, 45 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. Another Brexit exit if you will, one of the leaders of the movement to get things changing in England, has announced his voluntary, well, I don't know, he may be pushed out. His name is Nigel Farage. He was one of the people who wanted to get the UK out of Europe. He has resigned. Here's that story, the story behind the story, if you will.
I came into politics from business because I believed that this nation should be self-governing. I have never been, and I've never wanted to be, a career politician. My aim in being in politics was to get Britain out of the European Union. That is what we voted for in that referendum 2 weeks ago, and that is why I now feel that I've done my bit, that I couldn't possibly achieve more than we managed to get in that referendum, and so I feel it's right that I should now stand aside as leader of UKIP. I will continue to support the party. I will support the new leader. I will watch the renegotiation process in Brussels like a hawk, and perhaps comment in the European Parliament from time to time. I'm also very keen to help the independence movements that are springing up in other parts of the European Union, because I'm certain of one thing: you haven't seen the last country that wants to leave the EU.
Wow, what does that mean for the financial stability of the market when people hear things like that? Tony Blair, who is the ex-Prime Minister of Britain, says, don't rush to Brexit. We have to keep our options open. In fact, he said that people who are leading in Britain may change their mind on quitting the EU. He said there's no rule that forces the referendum to be implemented. Wow. Thought about that, but the referendum wasn't binding. He said it was not about having a second referendum to overturn the first one. He claimed the will of the people could change after exit negotiations become or make it more clear to the Brits what actually is going to happen as a result of getting out. This is very interesting, isn't it? The Brits are saying, the business about leaving is unwinding because of things like this. The American ambassador said that the British will be at the back of the line for the new transatlantic trade deal. The ambassador warns England today that this Brexit move could have economic consequences far beyond what you imagined. Matthew Barzon is the U.S. ambassador, said that the president was right to warn Britain and British voters. It was made clear that Britain cannot simply jump the queue, as he put it, for a new trade deal with the U.S. That is, it would be especially for Britain, and then the European Union would come in after that. The president said back in April that a Brexit move would put them at the back of the line, and that's essentially what has happened. And that's one of the reasons that the pot's being stirred, because, well, it's pretty much all financial. When you get down to brass tacks, all of this hoopla is about the economic ramifications of doing this. People didn't think it through. And so now that's why Tony Blair, who has certainly been in touch with his American friends, Blair was very close to Bill Clinton, George Bush, and I'm not sure how much. Well, I think he was out by the time Obama came in, but I wouldn't have thought that the two of them would have been very close. I don't know how Obama was with Cameron. It seemed to me we were always having little spats. Kind of, isn't it awful when you get right down to it, that your own personal opinion, no matter what you are, and this isn't about Obama, it's just about people in general, whose personal opinions about how to do things get in the way of what's in the best interest for the people they serve. That's what representative government's all about, isn't it? Doing what the people want you to do, not what you want to do. Ah, what a concept. 10 minutes for the hour here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days.
Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Three past the hour, Tech Talk time here on Good Day. A reminder that we're taking some input from you about whether you think it's a good idea for the availability of, this is a sort of Facebook question, email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Twitter at Good Day Show. Good idea to be able to buy fireworks, whether your town ought to allow fireworks to be sold or seen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We put some of your folks, people that you know, maybe people you don't know, with their opinions on, but it's a good way to use some of our social media. And speaking of social media, Facebook has taken a page from GoFundMe. I'll explain how that's going to work in a moment here.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, let's get back to the action here. Technology in the focus. Facebook has made it easier for you to do things in the world that are considered good, like GoFundMe does. Facebook not wanting to lose out on some of the action, and because they are losing out. Do you spend as much time, Kara, on Facebook, or what is? I don't think I've ever asked you this. What social media do you prefer?
Well, I use Facebook if I want to see pictures of family or friends, or I use Facebook Messenger most to talk to people. But, yeah, besides that, I use Twitter, or even I go to BuzzFeed a lot to see, like, what's trending in the world. But, yeah, Facebook, I don't use it very much anymore.
No. All right. So maybe this will get you, or people will go there. They launched a new feature over the weekend that lets you start your own fundraising page. At Facebook, people will be able to create personalized pages allowing them to collect donations from their friends for some nonprofit. Now, this is basically, they're taking a page from GoFundMe. What they're doing is seeing how GoFundMe is supported. They see how many people pay attention to GoFundMe, who people are there, and they want to grab some of that action. That's really what this is about.
Yeah, what I'll be interested to see if this becomes people raising money for charities or if this becomes people raising money for themselves.
Yeah.
Because I can't really tell yet if a ton of people will make pages to try and get their friends to donate money to them.
Well, I did, the last GoFundMe I did was to help somebody pay a funeral expense.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily a bad thing because there are tons of people who have, you know, bad situations going on and they could just use a little help, and you're more likely to get that money from friends if they know what's going on than, say, strangers on the internet.
This is how clueless they are at Facebook, and this is maybe why they're losing some starch. As part of the promotion for this, the vice president at Facebook, Naomi Gleit, said she made reference to doing good, and then the Red Cross was in the same sentence. Well, the Red Cross, first of all, doesn't need a page from GoFundMe or Facebook. They abuse, in my opinion, I notice I underscore that because every time I say this, somebody excoriates me, but that's okay. My experience and my opinion is the Red Cross is not a good place to give your money, to put your money. If you're wanting to give, you look around for things that are a little more specific and that do something that's geared at helping a specific charge rather than something in general. The Red Cross has so much money, they abuse it, frankly. So, that would be my advice. Anyway, Facebook, you can look there for things to give to or GoFundMe, either or, as the word from social media here on Good Day.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.